Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri Wood called Microsoft's Copilot Retreat Proves AI Bloat is Costing Your Business.
And if you've been feeling pressure to buy AI tools, this article is basically a permission slip to slow down and think first.
That's a good way to frame it. So it starts with Microsoft. They quietly rolled back parts of their Copilot integration in Windows 11. No press conference, no big announcement, just a software update that pulled features back.
No CEO on stage in a black turtleneck, as Brett puts it.
Right. And the point isn't that the technology is bad. The point is what the move signals. When one of the most resourced technology companies on the planet quietly reverses course on its flagship AI product, that's worth paying attention to.
Because they had the budget, the talent, the platform, and they still got it wrong.
Exactly. And getting it wrong means layering AI onto everything without a coherent strategy. The result was friction, not value.
Which is what Brett calls AI bloat. Buying tools because of pressure, not purpose.
Every subscription, every integration, every AI button tucked into a toolbar. It costs money and attention your team can never get back. The tech stack looks impressive on a slide and performs poorly in practice.
I think most business owners listening will recognize that feeling. You get pitched something impressive, there's urgency around not falling behind, and you buy before you've really defined the problem.
Brett compares it to the dot-com bubble. Everyone scrambled to get online. Most had no strategy. A lot of people lost a lot of money.
And the parallel to AI right now is hard to miss. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
The McKinsey data makes that case pretty bluntly. A study found only 10% of enterprise functions are actually using AI agents, despite the billions being spent.
10%. Despite all the subscriptions, all the rollouts, all the training sessions, the technology is sitting on the shelf gathering digital dust.
Brett calls it the gym membership bought in January and forgotten by March. The only one getting fitter is the vendor's bank account.
That line will land for anyone who's looked honestly at their software bills lately.
And the article makes the point that real implementation is genuinely hard. Effective AI requires a clear strategy before the first tool is purchased, a deep understanding of existing workflows, proper training, and honest answers about whether the tool actually solves a real problem. Vendors leave all of that out of the pitch.
They sell the dream, and your P&L pays for the gap between the dream and reality.
Then there's the people side of this, which gets overlooked. A ResumeNow survey found that 63% of workers believe AI will make the workplace feel less human.
Which is a real warning. The casual conversation, the whiteboard session, the quick check-in at someone's desk. When you replace all of that with automated prompts and digital handoffs, the culture erodes, slowly, quietly, until it shows up somewhere painful.
And Brett's point is that this is where AI bloat does its worst damage. It chips away at the people and relationships that actually make a business work.
So what does good look like? Because the article isn't just a warning.
Right. There's a contrast drawn with Anthropic. While OpenAI has gone broad, Anthropic focused on safety and reliability for enterprise use. A report from Ramp, a corporate expense management platform, found businesses are 70% more likely to choose Claude for their first AI service.
Which tells you something about what businesses actually want when they get past the initial hype. Not the most features, something they can trust.
When AI is built to genuinely augment what a team does, rather than automate everything in sight regardless of whether it needs automating, that's when you get real results.
So what does Brett actually recommend? What's the practical answer?
One question answered honestly before a single vendor gets in the room. What is the one problem I am trying to solve?
Not what competitors appear to be doing, not what the pitch deck promises, the single biggest bottleneck in your business, right now.
Write it down, stick it on your monitor, then evaluate every tool against that specific problem only. If it doesn't directly address it, it's a distraction, regardless of how good the demo is.
And be ruthless. Brett makes the point that complexity is a cost, not a feature.
Demand real-world evidence, not case stories from companies 10 times your budget.
The test before any purchase. Does this directly solve the problem I wrote down? If it's not an immediate yes, don't buy it.
So this week, the action I take, audit what you're already paying for. List every subscription, every integration. Ask honestly which ones your team actually uses day to day.
For me, the key move is even simpler. Can you define your single biggest bottleneck in one sentence? If you can't write it down clearly, that is the real work before any tool conversation.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading in full.
And if you want a clear picture of where AI can make a real difference in your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book that at anabu.ai as well.
Much better to do that before your next software renewal than after.
Much better.